Okay, we're back, and we've done all the prep work that we need to install Mobile Geo. So we've got the GPS receiver. We have an internal and an external GPS receiver. We've downloaded the maps, and now we're ready to launch Mobile Geo for the very first time. For the record, I'm back on my Blackjack 2.
G-Mobile Geo.
Okay, and I'm going to press the Enter key.
G-Mobile Geo. Welcome to Mobile Geo Starting Center GPS Engine. Please wait. List G-Mobile Geo. Mobile Geo window. Mobile Geo needs to configure the GPS receiver settings to work properly. Do you want to do it now? Left soft yes, right soft no.
So it's asking me right now if I want to configure the internal GPS receiver. And this is exactly what all of you who have an internal GPS receiver on your phone will get. I'm going to hit the left soft key for yes. Okay, so I'm going to press the left soft key.
List, start window, list, G-Mobile Geo, left soft more, right soft menu. GPS settings window, GPS port colon, list, com one colon, left soft okay, right soft cancel.
So it's asking me what COM port I want to configure or start up with. I have two GPS options here. I can choose the internal GPS receiver, which is COM 4, and that's what I'm going to choose. And I've just set that to COM 4, and I did that by scrolling left and right.
COM 3 colon. COM 4 colon.
Okay. I'm going to press the down arrow key.
Receiver name colon spell edit GPS.
The default GPS name is just GPS. You could name this internal or external. I just leave it as the default. I'm going to press the down arrow key again.
Turn off Bluetooth when GPS receiver disconnects. Checkbox not checked.
And this is a checkbox that gives me the option to see if I want to turn off the Bluetooth frequency, the radio, when I exit Mobile Geo. And typically you don't want to do that, especially if you have a Bluetooth headset or a Bluetooth keyboard. But if you are worried about or want to conserve power, and this is the only device that you would use, then you might want to turn that off. Now understand that the internal GPS receiver does not use the Bluetooth radio. This is only in terms for those of you who are using external Bluetooth receivers. So here we go. I got that selected the way I want, and then I'm going to press OK or the left soft key.
List, G-Mobile Geo. Mobile Geo window, left soft functions, right soft menu.
Okay, I have a waiting a screen here. This is Geo working.
Main screen, no bits, acquiring satellites, heading unknown.
And on the Blackjack, at this point, again, if you have a trial license, it will not ask you for a license key. And if you have your actual license and you've owned the maps, then it will ask you. It'll say, would you like to license your copy of the maps? And you'll just enter your license number. That'll be the Sendero license key that you get with it. Now, on the Blackjack 2, which is not as powerful as the Epix, it may take a few moments for it to acquire a satellite, especially when I'm here in the office and I happen to be in a particularly bad part of my house for receiving this sort of thing. So what I'm going to do is put on pause and switch. Actually, what I think I'll do, I'll do it while I'm on with you so you can see what it sounds like. Actually, I don't think we have a GPS reception right now with the internal GPS.
Nope, it's acquiring satellites.
Okay, so again, this is on the internal. Now, my Epix, the internal GPS receiver comes up really, really fast. So what I also have my external GPS receiver here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch to the external GPS receiver. I'm going to press the left soft key.
Set positions. Route link. Search.
I'm going down the functions menu.
Virtually explore the map. Mode. Settings.
To the settings menu. This is one way to do it.
Settings window list. One GPS settings. Left soft open. Right soft back.
Okay,
list.
Now I'm
going to
go. It's in the GPS settings. That's at the top of the menu. I'm going to press enter on this.
GPS settings window. GPS port colon list. COM port colon left soft. Okay. Right soft cancel.
Okay. So I'm set to COM port, which is my COM 4, which is my internal GPS. Now I'm going to try and find the one that has the external. I can't remember on this phone which one it is. I think it's COM 5, but I can't be sure.
COM 5 colon Bluetooth.
Yes. On this phone, on my Blackjack 2, COM 5 is for the external Bluetooth, and I know that because it just says that you can hear COM 5 Bluetooth. On my Epix, however, my external GPS receiver is on COM 2, so it depends on what device you're using and how you have your phone configured. Okay, so now I have it set to COM 5, and it does say, in fact, Bluetooth. Now I'm going to press the left soft key for OK to accept the changes.
List. Settings window list. One GPS settings. Left soft open. Right soft back. GPS detected. Acquired position. 15 feet. 9 satellites.
And you can see, because of the power of the external GPS.
Quality, 19 feet. Tracking 9 satellites. Plus position colon 9051 bronze and circle.
Okay, you can see that I immediately got a satellite signal, and I'm tracking 9 satellites. Now, that's pretty much it in terms of launching Geo for the first time. In the next series, when we actually talk about using mobile Geo, we'll go through each of these item settings and walk you through what you can do with them. There's some pretty neat settings here. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this portion of the lessons, and I'll see you back in a while. Take care. Bye-bye.